imposter syndrome.
If you can act your way out of a paper bag, we are the ones for you. Welcome to Get Your Act Together. I am Kevin Kleimb.
And I'm Margaret Maggie Johnson Jensen. How you doing today, Kevin?
Oh my goodness, I'm doing good. You know, as always, as an actor, as a performer, as an artist, as a thespian, whatever you want to call it, I wake up every morning.
What'd you call me?
No. A thespian is what I said, even though, you know,
The shoe fits.
Okay. I wake up every morning and I just, and I stretch and I look around and I say, you know, today is going to be a show.
I love that.
Every
morning you say, today's going to be a show.
That's right. Every morning I say, just as we said, today is going to be a show. Whether I'm at the grocery store. Go ahead.
I was going to say, is it just when we're doing this show? Or
No. When I make my coffee, when I take my shower, when I release, when I, you know, dress up or whatever I do and I go to the store, it's always a performative act. I am always acting.
And are you always playing the part of Kevin Kleimb?
Well, that is a great question. Mostly yes, in my day to day, especially during the pandemic, of course. What more do I have than myself to really germinate and work with? You know, I only have so much. The roles simply aren't there, which is of course why we are here.
I love it. I think that's great. You've never told me that.
No, I don't think I ever have. And how about you, Maggie? Margaret, Maggie, how are you? And
Margaret,
what is going
Maggie.
On?
Okay. Oh, I'm having a hard time, to be honest.
Oh.
Every day's not a show for me. Every day's not a cakewalk for me. Every day's not a fun for me. Okay. It's
I didn't say cakewalk, but that doesn't sound good.
It's bad.
Oh, what's going on?
To put it quite simply and frankly,
sure,
I cannot find my husband. I don't know where he is.
Now, okay.
And they're coming knocking on my door, calling my phone, tapping my phone, tapping my wires. I didn't do anything.
No,
I can't find him.
Well, this is a huge leap from, this is a big A to B that we're dealing with here. So not only, let's just say for the listeners, you've lost your husband.
Well, that I have.
But what I'm interested in right now is sort of the wiretapping. Like, why does the government think so confidently that you maybe had something to do with it? And also, why is he gone?
I'll tell you why, Kevin. Sexism. Misogyny. That's why.
It's not how you say it. Why? Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Okay. Let's get started. Let's start the show. Every day's
okay.
A show.
Okay. I guess every day's a show.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it either. Because it sounds like something that really is a little bit too legally cloudy for us to even get into.
Well, it's clear.
Well,
clear as
crystal.
Clear as crystal to me.
Should we do what? Should we, before we bring in our student of the day? Should we of the week? Should we do a little warm up for ourselves? I feel like we're both maybe a little bit cloudy, a little bit, you know.
Yeah. We should warm up. We should absolutely warm up.
Let's do a warm up. All right.
Let's do our favorite.
Okay.
Jimmy John's Subpar Sub Shop.
Jimmy John's Sub. I'll say.
Say it.
Do you want it? Okay. Say it with you. Okay. And so we'll just say it at the same time.
Jimmy John's
Subpar Sub Shop.
Jimmy John's. Oh my gosh.
Jimmy John's. Oh my God. What?
Never mind. I can't tell you.
What do you mean you can't tell me?
No, I forgot my little pop, my pop filter, and I'm doing all these popping my peas, and I just feel like it's going to sound horrific.
Well, we can't start over.
No. No, I've said too much and also not enough.
But we're also, yeah, everything, just vague information at the top. I feel like we're both warmed up. Let's do what we're here to do. Do you want to sort of explain for the, maybe a new listener, what it is we do here?
I would love to. Thank you, Kevin. Each week, we You're bring welcome. In a new acting student to mm-hmm. To take our masterclass. We are on Zoom, and yes. obviously you're listening to this. It's just an audio production. Sorry, I'm doing a project where I have a silly little voice, and it just kind of slips in and out.
You're always doing a project. Yes,
I'm always doing a project. Every
and we also that. I should say that we can't. This isn't called masterclass. We can't. That's no. something else.
We
this
actually is, should cut that out. I shouldn't yep, have sure. said masterclass.
But this is a. Master class, two words, master class in acting, even though we can't call it what it is, which is master class.
Blank, blank. Blank. Or just one big blank.
Blank, 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 blank.
Yeah. Okay, so this week we have an actor named Brian Hinkins.
Oh my gosh.
We don't know much about Brian. We kind of like to start fresh, start with a blank slate, let them introduce themselves, let them
absolutely
put their work out there.
Mm-hmm. And we love it. And so everyone, please welcome your ears to Mr. Brian Hinkins. Brian, welcome.
Hi. Hi.
Hello. Come on in.
Hi.
I proverbial. Come on
you
in.
Sure. You're already in. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Zoom, so, right?
Zoom, yeah. Zoom, Zoom. Brian, yeah. How are you? So you are an actor. I guess let's just start off. Tell us a little bit just about yourself. Whatever you want to share is fine.
Okay. Well, you know, I do a lot of stand-in work. And I'm
noble.
Thank you. A lot of people don't understand. There's nuanced and there's a lot, you know, it's kind of about like what you don't say to the person that you're standing in for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are really chatty when they're stand-ins, but I like to let them come to me and they usually don't. But that's how I know I'm doing a good job. Is, you know, but I'm here because I worked with Christian Bale recently, and I was asked not to come back because they said I bummed him out.
Oh, was this wasn't how recent was this? Wasn't the famous rant? Of course, this was,
no,
this
no,
was
no.
After that,
no,
yeah, okay.
no, 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 no. I didn't make him mad, which I think he's probably more comfortable with. I just mm-hmm. kind of, he said,
made
I
him sad.
Made him. Yeah, he even said kind of numb, kind of numb. So
wow.
And then
you
I
don't
just,
want a numb actor.
No, no. And I've been noticing. I've been kind of down lately, and I feel like it's coming into my work. And, you know, I have a really nice face. I have a really happy face.
Beautiful. Let's just get that out of the way, first of all.
Well, people
we can
say
see
listeners, a beautiful face.
Oh, this boy's gorgeous.
Well, it's nice. You know, people trust me, but then they hear my
nice.
Voice, and then I watch their eyes kind of die a little. So I'm just trying to find
I see
some more of my natural joy in my work, you know? That's kind of, you know...
Yeah.
Because I tried therapy, you know, and therapy's good, but it doesn't really help with that.
No.
Sometimes I go and I get more sad or numb at therapy. So, and I'm working through that, and that's fine. That could take years. But, you know, tomorrow, if I have an audition, and I don't, but if I did, you know,
I personally, we love when an actor comes in to our master class and they have a personal goal or, you know, what mm-hmm. they want to accomplish. Sometimes people come in and they're just like, I want to be an actor. That's not
I want
helpful.
To be
yeah,
it's like, okay,
so we
you have
find
a
that
basis
joy.
And we also have said before on the show and, you know, take this with a grain of salt, but we've said on the show before, Margaret, that therapy, quite frankly, is bull.
Wow.
It's bull.
Wow.
It's bull.
Okay.
Welcome. Welcome to class.
I mean, if you, class is in session. It's your prerogative, Brian, if you want to do it, that's fine. But
of course.
As far as acting goes, let's just act happy.
That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Great. Great. What do you have prepared for us today, Brian?
Well, I have a monologue from Hamlet, actually.
Oh, great.
No. Okay. But listen, that's okay. And Brian, you probably heard this before, but Hamlet is something, you know, that's been done for us. It's been really done. It's been really done, you know?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
How all occasions do inform against me and spur my
daughter. Okay, no spoilers.
Okay, yeah, wait. We're not ready yet. So it's not to be or not to be. So already that's really good.
Okay.
It's not to be or not to be.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian, whenever you're ready, and please give us a slate.
Hi, I am Brian Hinkins. This is Hamlet, Act 4, Scene 1. Fortinbras has just left. How all occasions to inform against me and spur my dull revenge.
Is he playing Hamlet?
He said a crazy name, and I don't know what he's talking
about. What is a man, if the chief good and market of his time be chief. But to sleep and feed a beast? No more.
I'm going to stop. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to stop you right there.
Okay.
I hate to do this, but this is a huge pet peeve of mine, Brian, is all I'll say. And this is part of it. There was a bit of a sniff, right?
A sniffle.
There was a bit of a...
From your nose, and intake a nasal.
So I should
sniff.
I should breathe through my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Breathe more. Have your jaw and your mouth just sort of open so all the breath actually goes in, and then it has room to then exit and come back out.
Okay.
And I think it's great.
Okay.
But you did say, Margaret, who the character is.
Oh, yeah. Who are you?
Who is it?
I'm Hamlet, but Fortinbras has just left.
And what is your objective?
Occupation.
What's your objective? What's Hamlet's job?
Well, he's a prince.
Oh,
and he was a student, so that's part of the problem. He doesn't really have a job.
That's interesting. That's backstory.
Yeah. But
that's really good.
I would say his objective is... You know, he's just trying to figure it out.
Wow.
You know, he's trying to work it out. He's like, And I know that's not really.
Use that.
And go. Okay.
Use that.
Go.
And go right now.
On all occasions do inform against me and spur my dull revenge. What is a man of the chief good and market of his time?
Very loose.
Be but to sleep and feed. A beast.
Yes.
No more. Oh God! Sometimes if I connect too hard, I get lost.
I'm sorry. Are we stopping? Are we stopping?
Yeah,
we're stopping.
Yeah. I just
okay.
I kinda,
that's no problem.
I was so in it that I kind of lost the words.
Okay.
I think Kevin, all his breathing you've instructed is kind of making him a little.
Maybe that's a little difficult.
Brian?
Yeah.
A little lightheaded.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starting to kind of. Not fully hallucinate, but just when you could like see colors.
See things.
You
which,
close your eyes.
You know, okay, which is not, again, not a bad thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, start from the middle. Just
that's exactly what I was going to say.
Okay. a thought which quartered have three parts wisdom in
the middle. The middle. I'm sorry. The middle, we said. Okay. We said the middle. Completely the middle. Okay. And breathe through your ears, whatever the hell you need to do. I don't really care now.
A mother killed, a father stained, excitements of my reason and my blood, and let all sleep. While to shame, I see the imminent death of 20.
Where's the joy? I'm sorry. Where's the joy?
We have to stop one more time. First of all, I don't get a word. I don't get any of this.
Oh, okay.
Which is fine, but where is the joy? That's a great question, Margaret. Do it. Start from almost the end and do it. Where's the, like, you're joyful?
Do it like it's your birthday.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But keep the breathing.
Okay.
You're doing good.
And slate, and then go into the end.
And this is the work.
Hi, I'm Brian Hinkins. This is Hamlet, Act 4, Scene 1.
Fortinbras has just left.
A father killed, a mother stained, excitements of my reason in my blood.
Yeah!
And let all sleep, while to shame I see the imminent death of 20,000 men that for a fantasy and trick of fame go to the graves like beds, fight for a plot whereon the numbers cannot try the cause, wherein there's not tomb enough and continent to hide the slain. Oh, all from right. This time forth,
bravo.
My thoughts be bloody or nothing worth.
Yes! Oh my Woo! Gosh!
That
and that's the word.
So good.
You and look so happy.
I
you
feel look, happy. I feel right. happy.
You should. And who knew the monologue could be that way until we did what we did? Isn't that right?
That's what acting is. It's just feeling happy.
Can we say it's perfect. Just?
All right, we'll be right back for some team building and group warm-ups. Back. And remember, I'm Margaret, Maggie, Johnson, Jensen.
And please try to remember that I am Kevin Klim, and that is Klim, and that is Kevin with a C and Klim with a K and a B at the end.
And for me, I've got quotes and hyphens and a lot of punctuation, but
sure,
it's fine. But don't worry
about
that.
That's fine. We don't need to. That doesn't matter.
We still got Brian Hinkins here, and it's time.
Hello.
It's time for a little group bonding, a little warm up to get us all in the same headspace, if you will. This is the early bird catches the warm up.
Brian, how are you feeling after the monologue? Now you've separated. Now you're looking at it in the past. How are you feeling now?
I just feel like chocolate ice cream, you know? Like I
that
feel
is incredible.
I feel so happy, like a chocolate ice cream cone.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
That would explain some of the I don't want to say.
Well, yeah, I went out and I got a chocolate ice cream cone.
You went out.
Yeah. I went downstairs and I got some chocolate ice cream cone because I heard the ice cream man.
They're back in season.
Yeah.
We're back.
And I saw a little kid on the corner, and so I ran.
Uh-oh.
So I got there before he would because I didn't want to be late.
That's
yeah,
really
you're still,
see?
You still
and
have
that's...
that deep breath going.
Because before I would have let him go, you know, but
mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? I'm not an asshole.
No.
Because I'm not cutting the line, you know, So I don't know. I just feel like there's all these opportunities in my mind that are opening up for me right now.
Wow. Amazing.
And you're finally able to be yourself.
And this is what you pay for. This is us.
And you are paying
for
it.
This is more than what I paid for.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Because you're paying, I mean, we don't have to be shy about it. You're paying quite a bit to be here.
Well, yeah. No, I had to thank you for allowing me to put it on several credit cards.
No problem.
Yeah, we don't care. We don't know. We don't handle that.
No.
You know, like we don't even know. Doesn't even.
Well, it's just nice because sometimes, you know, you can only do one. And I couldn't have come today if it had just been one. But since I was able to use seven credit cards, I was able to.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, and that's the kind of stories we look for. We want to work with these folks that, you know, beyond all odds have made their way into the acting classroom.
Mm. And out again.
I'm not poor. I just have a gambling addiction.
Oh,
well. It's a means. That sounds like a means to an end.
Well, that sounds like a character to me. Hello, knock knock knock. Who is that? Is that another character I smell?
I mean, I just kind of thought the market was flooded with gambling content, but I guess you're right.
Well, we did our oceans. Our oceans have come and gone, as it were. So maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for Brian to. I don't know. Who knows? And who knows? We're just giving you ideas here.
Have either of you seen Money Plane?
No.
Oh,
no,
wow.
But I have seen Two for the Money.
Well, look.
I've seen
look
Soul
up
Plane.
Money Plane. Okay.
Okay. I will.
Money Plane is, I think, with Kelsey Grammer. Is that right?
Among others, yes.
Yeah, I've the heard
Lawrence,
of it.
All three Lawrence brothers.
Yeah, it sounds insane.
Kelsey Grammer used to have long hair, and he has long hair again now.
All right, so let's go ahead and get started with this
one. Let's do it.
Do you want to explain to Brian and our listeners here, Kevin, what we're playing today?
Absolutely, and I feel like Brian does need, and our listeners need a little bit of explaining. So we're going to do, you've obviously done your monologue work with us today, which is incredible. Sure, and just hold on, just keep that in just for a second. We, as instructors, as performer, professor, master class people, we need to warm up with you. We need to team build, the three of us, right? So we're going to do a little bit of a warm up, a bit of an acting warm up exercise. A lot of people refer to it as a one word story. Yes. Yeah. And that's really good. That's whatever that is actually so good. And so we're going to do a story, and it's going to be one word each.
Great.
And we're going to do it all together. And now, and we're going to see just how warmed up we really are.
I feel like we're all vocally warmed up, and physical isn't.
I think so.
Isn't important anymore.
Doesn't matter.
So this is kind of a brain warm up.
Yes.
Brian, do you want to start us off?
Let's do one word story, and Brian's going to start us off.
Sure.
I don't think that was the word, but we're just going to wait and see.
Sometimes
I
try
drugs.
But
today,
guns
instead.
I
sex
wherever
I
Satan.
Oh gosh.
I'm getting overwhelmed.
Kevin, it's your word.
I'm getting overwhelmed.
That's too many words.
Period.
No. The period comes through your voice. You have to say a word.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I feel like I...
No. It's okay. That was me.
No, Kevin. This is a teaching moment.
Interesting. Tell me how.
I feel like Brian...
Yeah.
Sweet Brian. Aw,
honey.
I feel like you are not listening to us.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of saying words that are in your head, but you're not staying present in the group. Is that accurate?
Well, those are words that I thought of before class.
Ah.
That's okay. This is important because take that. Do you have it maybe on a paper list? On a paper?
I have it on my left hand.
You wrote it on your hand with a pen, I got to imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and put that hand even underneath, and I'll do it too.
Everyone sit on your hands.
Everyone's just going to sit on our hands. Okay. And this exercise, Brian, maybe instead this time, we'll do it extemporaneous.
What is that again? I'm sorry. What is that?
That means off the top of your head, sort of just whatever comes to you and without looking and referencing anything else. Maybe we'll just try one of those.
Okay.
Do you know? Okay.
I'll start us.
Okay, perfect. I was going to say, that's perfect.
Good. Anybody? Okay,
let's hold on one second. Let's just hold on one second. What I think is also really important is that we shouldn't establish an order, because that makes everybody a little more comfortable. So we should just say maybe, Margaret, you start, maybe I'll go next, and then Brian will continue, and we'll go in that pattern.
Okay.
Okay, okay, fine by me.
Okay, all right, fine by me as well. Brian's really taking this internalized.
Good.
Which is actually good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. My word's still good.
Oh. Bye.
Hello.
is some
times
the
way
to
say
hello.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Satan sex. Hold on. I'm sorry. Can I stop? I'm sorry.
That was two words.
I know. That just kind of came right out. I don't know where. I could guess where that came from, but that was not intentional. I apologize.
Okay. Well,
how about
let's keep going with this idea.
Okay.
I said yes.
Sit in your hands, Brian. Brian, why don't you? Did you start it the first time? Who did? I started it?
I don't think you've started it.
I'll start it. How about I decide that I'll start it. Okay, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. And sit on your hands. And here we go. Jail
break.
Now,
quick,
hurry.
Get in the car.
We don't have much time.
Out.
Out, damn spot.
Gun. A shiv.
Guard.
Not today.
Warden.
Stop.
Start.
Quit.
Freeze.
No.
Up.
Drive.
Now.
Speed. And scene. And class, you see, this is kind of how it becomes immersed. It becomes immersive, doesn't it? And you all of a sudden forget.
We were all there.
In jail. We were all in jail, weren't we? Weren't we?
And then we broke out.
We broke out almost right away.
Brava and bravo.
It feels good. It feels good to be part of a.
That time I was visualizing it.
Same
it
here.
Seemed that way. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The other times I was thinking about myself or my day or my life. And then that time I was visualizing what we were doing together.
I love that. Brian.
That's the whole point. Oh, Brian.
Brian. Let's do
you
it
did
again.
It.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it one more time. Okay, great. Let's do it again. Brian, you start. You're such a good boy.
Water.
Help.
Part.
Hold on. What's the order?
Okay, it's Brian, then it's you, then it's me. Okay?
Okay, Brian, start over. Different word, please.
Different word. Can't be water.
H2O.
No.
CO2.
FBI.
Most wanted.
Police.
Help. There's a bit of jailbreak.
Chafing.
Quick, get me that.
Ouch, ouch.
Hot pavement.
Put them on.
Pave paradise.
Put a parking lot.
Okay, okay, fellas.
Yes.
I gotta stop us.
And we're out.
And cut.
And
fellas.
Scene. Wow.
I think we lost the joy a little bit.
Yeah, I did.
I did as well.
I feel great.
Kevin?
I feel really good.
You look like you want to cry.
I don't want to cry.
Do you have to cry?
Right. I might have to take a break so I can just go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I just need to make a phone call in the bathroom.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Margaret Maggie Johnson Jensen.
Take a call. Keep climbing. Go to the bathroom. Welcome back to Get Your Act Together. I'm Kevin Klein.
And I'm Margaret Maggie Johnson Jensen.
I'm feeling a little bit better after I just immersed my absolute self into that last segment. I hope you're feeling okay as well. Listener, Margaret, Brian, of course, is still here. I hope we're all feeling a little bit more level.
A little bit better. Did you make your call or was that a farce?
So the next segment is called Don't. It's the third segment we do every week, and it's called Don't Cause a Scene.
Don't Cause a Scene.
Which is very clever, we've been told. So we're going to do some scene work. We've done everything else. We've done monologue. We've done partner exercises and team building. And of course, that has elicited several versions of ourselves and results. You know, we've gotten so much already, but now it's really time to dig into what acting is really all about, which is scene work.
And reacting.
And listening.
And also talking.
So it's four things.
Acting's already all about those four things. Those are our four tenets.
Absolutely. The four tenets of acting.
What are they again?
With listening and the others. And if you know, you know. You should already know. Brian, let's check in with you. How are you feeling? How are you doing? Are you okay?
I just feel like we left out the fifth tenet, which is David Tennant.
Oh, 100%.
That's absolutely true. So he is the fifth tenet because what he does is unparalleled. No one can ever match anything that he ever does. He is the untouchable entity.
Tenet.
Someday I would like to be untouchable.
Would you fancy yourself touchable? It doesn't matter. Okay.
Great. So we've got a scene here, and this is going to be just like every week. It's a cold read. That means for you noobs, that's when you don't read it before you act in it. And
all you noobs
to the scene, to get it. We have it here. Ugh. And who would like to go first?
So this is a two-person scene. So we're all going to we're going to take turns doing the scene together, and the other person will maybe observe and maybe give their, you know, feedback reaction afterwards. Maybe not. Maybe
rating.
Who knows?
Grade.
Okay. Margaret, I have a lovely idea. Why don't you and Brian go first?
Okay. Brian, I have never acted with you, but I trust you and I love you.
Wow. I've never acted with you and I trust you. And I loved you in Moon for the Misbegotten.
Oh.
That's really nice.
TBT.
That is really
TBH.
Good.
TBH. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. That was my seminal role at the Players Club Playhouse.
Mm-hmm. Players Club Playhouse.
And I haven't been asked back, and we won't talk about it this week.
You were too good, darling. You were too good.
That is too kind of you.
Well, and I haven't seen anything there since they have not asked you back. So,
for whatever that's worth. You're one of the. You're a Maggie head.
A bit of a fan.
One of my followers.
Okay. You buried the lead there, dear Brian.
You absolutely did.
You were a bit of a Margaret head, a Margaret fan.
Well, not to be. I mean, I would be amiss if I didn't mention that I saw Kevin Kline in Bottom 9 times.
Don't.
I saw you play Bottom 9 times.
Don't you dare. You saw
that
9 times.
Brian, you must use a moisturizer because you don't look old enough to have seen that.
That was a long time ago, Brian.
Well, I do take care of my skin.
Good boy.
It looks good. Gorgeous. I also famously, we only ran for 8 shows, so you must have been a dress rehearsal.
I was invited to, I was a friend of a friend, the invited dress.
Oh my, I mean, the honor is mine. I mean, do I have a head of an ass? No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
No. Let me act now. Let me act.
Okay. Brian, why don't you be the player one? Okay. And Margaret, why don't you be player two?
Okay.
Whenever you both are ready.
All right.
Have you got it?
Yes, here it is.
Do you like it?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Put it on.
Yes, of course.
It's not the right length.
Oh!
You might have to scroll down a little.
I thought having a fancy dress party would be fun. Didn't you?
Well, yes, I'm sorry.
And scene. Okay, wow, that was really good. Can I give, I guess we'll give like one note and then we'll do it again each time.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Give as many notes as you have, darling.
So, Margaret, for you, dear, I noticed, first of all, I bow to the incredible actress
pained.
That is...
Do you see?
No, I'll get to Brian in a second.
Okay, we'll be gentle, darling.
I will, of course, dear. You seem to, at the last line, switch dialects completely.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, no problem. Brian.
Yeah.
I almost want to say I wouldn't change a thing. But here's what I'll say to both of you. Here's what I'll say to both of you right now. Do it one more time, but it's your birthday, both of you.
Okay. I love the direction. It's your birthday.
The birthday note is our go-to. So let's just hear one more time with a birthday spin.
That's the key. Okay.
That's the key. Let's hear it.
Have you got it?
Yes. Here it is.
Do you like it?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Put it on.
Yes. Of course.
It's not the right length.
Oh.
I thought having a fancy dress party would be fun. Didn't you?
Sí. Lo siento.
Oh, and scene. See, and Margaret, that was exactly what I was hoping you would do. That is incredible. Brian, are you all right?
No.
Because do I need to call an ambulance, darling? Because that was a performance.
Thank you.
You're well, and you don't need to thank me, my friend. You do not need to thank me.
I'm so glad to hear it. I lose myself in these scenes, so I don't know what Brian did, but I bet it sounds like you really liked it.
When you hear it back, Margaret, you will say, oh, is that Laurence Olivier himself? I really do think so. I really do think so. I really will say so.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Your direction. It was really helpful because...
No.
Well, as soon as you said birthday, you know, my twin died on our birthday a year ago. And I didn't know that it would just be right there at the surface like that because I've really processed it already.
Can I ask when is your birthday?
It's today!
I know!
Oh, Brian.
Brian. Okay.
Happy
quick, Margaret,
birthday
Margaret.
Birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Is this helping?
Many more.
We hope you live to be 100. You know that one?
I wish I did.
100 years or more.
Okay. 100 years. But we need to, that's very sad, Brian, but we need to go on. I think this exercise needs to continue.
Yes, I would love nothing more than to be directed by you, the amateur, and have me and my my scene partner of life, really, do the scene.
Thank you. And I will be, of course, the other part. So I'll be the one, the player one.
Ready, player one.
Okay.
Brian, are you in a place, do you feel comfortable giving us your teachers this feedback? Or would you rather, it doesn't matter, you're not going to get another, this is the chance. Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yeah, I've never felt more comfortable.
Okay. Oh.
Wow, that's incredible.
Shocking. All right, let's go.
Taking off his shirt, which is all part of it. It's all part of it. All right. A lot of tattoos. That's really nice. Okay, let's start. Are you ready?
Yes. All right. And obviously, player one is a man, so I will be a man.
No. You don't. And Margaret, we do not know this. This is not canon. We do not know. It could be anything. Mm. But make it a man.
I don't think we would have given Brian the part of player one if it wasn't a man.
Okay, so you be a man and make it sound like a man.
Okay,
absolutely.
you be woman, make it sound woman.
Okay.
Have you got it?
Yes, here it is.
Do you like it?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Put it on.
Yes, of course.
God, it's not the right length. I thought having a fancy dress party would be fun, didn't you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I don't get it. I don't get this.
The guy. Scene? Brian, I'm so sorry.
So, I really liked the commitment that both of you have. Maggie, I don't have any notes for you except to say that was perfect. And Kevin, I thought you did a lovely reimagining of your performance of Thisbe. It pretending to be Thisbe, kind of like almost like you're imitating the man who played Thisbe. But I'd like to hear it again if you could just sort of channel your inner Kathleen Turner a little bit more, and if we can just kind of have more of a woman,
Brian,
and less of a, you know, Thisbe
girl. Yeah, sure.
And any I know you don't have any notes for me, but any famous men I could be?
I mean, you know, if you want to like summon up some Humphrey Bogart kind of vibes, you know, that's fine.
Ooh, classic.
Okay, I can do that.
But it doesn't need to be a perfect anything, just, you know, the kind of the essence.
Oh my gosh, Brian, are you the next teacher?
I was going to say, hello, hot for teacher much?
Teacher's pet?
Well, I think of myself as a cinephile, so.
A what?
A cinephile.
Ugh.
Oh,
no, thank
God.
You. Never mind. All right, let me swallow a cup full of gravel, and then let's get started.
Well, have you got it?
Yes, here it is.
Do you like it?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Well, I'll put it on.
Yes, of course.
Ah, it's not a right loop.
Oh.
No, I thought having a fancy dress party would be fun, didn't you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Bravo, 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 bravo.
Is that the Humphrey Bogart you were thinking?
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, that was the one.
Oh, it was. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. That was very Casablanca.
I guess I haven't seen those movies where Humphrey Bogart does a sort of a cockney.
Oh, you gotta see it. The gender swapped Pygmalion.
Yep.
All right. Well, there's only one Wigmalion thing you have to do.
All right. You have to do it, Margaret. It's your turn. And I have to play player one, and then Brian must be player two.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. And it worked out.
And it all shuffled out. You okay?
You know, channeling Kathleen Turner is a true test, a true task.
Yeah, I thought it was wonderful. It was worth.
I could only hope that I delivered. You know.
All right. Enough of that. Go ahead.
This is just going to be this is just off the cuff, right? Regular?
Yeah, let's see what you got and we'll go from there.
Okay. Have you got it?
Yes. Here it is.
Do you like it?
Yes. It's beautiful.
Put it on.
Yes, of course.
It's not the right length. I thought having a fancy dress party would be fun, didn't you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Wow, okay. Kevin. Kevin.
Yes, ma'am.
Very rhythmic performance.
You thought so. You thought so.
I hated it, but we can fix it.
Okay.
Brian,
really good.
I think you were honestly just playing up against Kevin's rhythm.
And I'm so guilty as charged. I have that effect. Guilty as charged.
So, you know, it's not your fault, but it sucked. So if we could, what I want to do, I want to add some specifics here.
Okay.
Kevin, you're a vampire.
Perfect. Oh.
And Brian, I think I see you as kind of a petrified, you're prey, you know? You're scared, you don't want to be there, and you must please the vampire, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
Whenever?
Now.
Have you got it?
Yeah, yes. Here it is.
Do you like it?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Put it on.
Yes, of course.
Ah! It's not the right way.
Oh.
I thought having a fancy dress party would be fun, didn't you?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Amazing. Breathtaking. Did you feel it? You felt it, right?
Oh my gosh. I've never felt anything.
So connected to you.
Brian, I mean, that was incredible. Can I say,
I felt like I was seeing your memories.
Full
stop. And I felt like I was a vampire. And oh my gosh. Oh, I've never acted so well.
And I think, you know, something we often don't talk about on this show is the
what is it?
The aural aspect of this. And listeners, you can't see what I'm seeing. Their physicality was just...
Sure.
It was there. It was dropped in. It was in the pocket. It was dropped in the pocket.
And of course, if you want to see the video of all of this, go to patreon.com/get_your_act_together_ to see the full feed.
The video.
But you have to pay. I mean, you know, Brian knows.
If you'd like, and here we are just ending the show. And if you'd like here we to are. Get on the show, if you want to take the class, and if you're an aspiring actor. Good luck. The wait list is long, and I doubt you will get on the show.
I don't think so, stinker. But Brian, you're not a stinker. Congratulations. Wow. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, truth be told, this isn't smell-o-vision. I smell pretty bad right now. I worked up quite a sweat in places I don't think I've ever sweat before.
Wow. And, golly.
It smells like vulnerability.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. And that's, I mean, can you ask for a better one?
Can you,
feeling?
Brian, can you go on Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe? And your review, will you say that? Will you put that?
That it smells like vulnerability?
Yeah.
Yes. Sure. And even a picture, not if you don't want to, but maybe a picture of the pits or the whatever, you know, the proof in the pudding.
I've got very realistic lighting in here, so I think it'll be perfect.
Brian, do you feel like you've gained, oh, I don't know, at least a perspective, a new lock on your acting career? Like, how do you feel having done this?
You know, I feel simultaneously broken and simultaneously free. And I don't feel happy, but I know that I can pretend to feel happy.
That's really good. And of course, we close out every episode with the contestant, the student, of course. Brian, why don't you read the monologue one more time to finish us out, having learned what you've learned today?
Wait a minute, am I a contestant?
No. You're not a contestant.
Is there a prize?
No. There's no prize. No. Well, no. And we can't say either way, but no, absolutely not.
And taking
not.
This
there's
class in no way puts you in any kind of casting pool for our projects.
No.
Okay. Okay.
We can't say either
way. I was going to be thinking about that during the monologue, so I needed to clarify.
Please don't.
Do you want me to do the same monologue or a different monologue?
Do you have anything else for us?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, do you have anything else in your back pocket?
This is from The Life and Death of King John. This is Philip the Bastard.
Great.
Oh, language. Go ahead.
Wherefore do you droop? Why look you sad? Be great in act as you have been in thought. Let not the king see fear and sad distrust govern the motion of a kingly eye. Be stirring as the time. Be fire with fire. Threaten the threatener and upface the brow of bragging. Horror. Social.
Breathe through your mouth. It's your birthday. Yes.
Social inferior eyes borrow their behaviors from the great and grow great by your example. Shall we, on the footing of our land, send fair play orders, insinuation, parley, and base truce to arms invasive? Shall a beardless boy, a cockered, silken, wanton,
what do you call me?
Brave our fields, mocking the air with its colors idly spread, and find no check? Let us, my liege, to arms. Perchance the cardinal cannot make your peace, or if he do, let it at least be said, they saw, we had, a purpose of defense.
Purpose of defense.
Something like that?
Oh my gosh. I mean, that, can you think of a better one than that ever in your life?
Have you heard, Margaret? Have you heard anything like that?
I mean.
God, the breathing is a revelation.
Orson Welles himself is absolutely...
Orson Welles?
I feel like I could go up in flames right now.
Okay, Brian, that's enough
for
you.
You wish. Yes, quiet, Brian. Good job.
You're an actor now.
Don't say anything. No, not a word.
No more. We have to. It's us now.
Good job. It's our time to end. We have to end the show right now. But this is really good, and I hope you are a famous actor someday.
Good luck.
Yeah, I wish.
Maybe
you wish.
Maybe you'll be my stand-in someday.
Okay. Well, I doubt it, Brian.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah, maybe I'll be your stand. Yeah, right. I'll see you on set, sir. But no, quiet and shut up. You're gone now.
All right, that's been the show. I'm Margaret Maggie Johnson Jensen.
And I am Kevin Kleim. We'll see you next time on...
Get your act together!
Together!
Thanks for listening. That was Get Your Act Together with Margaret Maggie Johnson Jensen and Kevin Kleim.
The next episode of Imposter Syndrome will be a completely different show hosted by two totally different people, so subscribe and tune in every other Tuesday. And, of course, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, if you please.
Follow us on Twitter at Max and Natalie and Instagram at Max and Natalie Comedy, and get your merch on TeePublic.
Ooh, mwah!
This has been a Cook Wrap production. That was pretty good.
That was good.